When I was looking for a sponsor for this show, I was so excited to find out that my favorite offering maybe ever was available, and that's Audible. I have been using Audible for over 15 years, if not more. I have hundreds of books on there. I listen to audiobooks just as much as I listen to podcasts, probably, which is a lot. And I love, of course, reading physical books. I just don't make enough time for it right now. And I know that if I wait to make the time, then I won't be able to get to the book for a long time. So sometimes having the audio version available is really, really helpful. And then this is, I think, more relevant for the kinds of books that I would listen to, which are like a lot of spiritual teachings and maybe like business books and things that are not the nonfiction type. I do listen to nonfiction as well, but I definitely listen to the other books a lot more, at least historically speaking. So it was nice because a lot of times I could listen to the book, and then if I wanted to get the book later, the actual physical book, I could go through it as well, and I'd have a deeper understanding, especially when it was like a esoteric concept. I really loved that so much. I think that having the audio version of a book is so it's such a wonderful offering because our culture moves really quickly, and it is really important that we sit and read physical books. However, it's also really good that we can listen to things and get that information still, and it's totally mind expanding when you have that availability, which is one of the reasons I love podcasts and that, of course, I'm sitting here doing it. So that's one reason I love Audible. I also really love it because I really feel like we have so many, again, messages that come at us all the time in culture. You know, our phones, our social media, the television, the radio, everywhere we go, there's somebody saying something. And I really believe it's important to curate what you put in your ears, and you actually have control over that. With something like Audible, you can really be specific, and it's very individual to you what you want to listen to and how you want to shape your mind and how you want to shape your point of view and what kind of other perspectives do you want to try on and see through somebody else's eyes. I think that that is an incredible practice to really expand your life in so many ways. And so I'm really excited that they are a sponsor of the show, and there's a link in the bio. They do a 30-day free trial, and then I think it's like $15 after that a month. And I'm telling you, it is one of my treasured collections that I have. It's been just incredibly impactful in my life in so many ways. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't have it. So I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell. And I hope you go ahead and use that link. And thank you for being here. And we'll see who the next sponsor is too. I'm only going to try to pick things that I really get excited about myself personally. And Audible 100% is one of them. All right, back to the episode. Hi, my name is Greta Hotmer. And this is a thought experiment called Life. This is a podcast for multi-passionate creatives forging non-traditional life paths. I never fit into a niche, and I don't know a ton of people who do really solidly fit into niches, and this podcast doesn't either. It is definitely for people who are multi-passionate. I like to say multi-curious as well, if passionate is like a little too charged. Just being curious about a lot of things is also a great place to start. You know, as people who look at the world with glittering eyes, despite these challenges, despite what the world, with the media, with the what we see coming back to us, this is a space where we can still look at the world and see the beauty of it, despite all of that. If you're seeking inspiration, I hope you find it here. I will be interviewing people about their multi-passionate lives, their unconventional paths. I want you to be able to find stories that resonate and inspire you and help give you an idea that maybe you didn't have before. I very much believe that we hear the things we need to hear when we need to hear them. And if we are paying attention, it will land. And it's not to say that you know, I or anyone else has like the answer, whatever. There's answers, there's questions and answers everywhere, right? You just have to be paying attention. And, you know, in this podcast, I'll be talking about a plethora of topics. A lot of my own personal life experience. I've lived with chronic Lyme disease for my whole adult life, 20 years of that. And, but I'm thriving with it now. And I will definitely talk about different ways to deal with that. I ended up getting my master's in nutrition and herbalism, really to take care of myself, and we'll pass along what I can from there. I sort of consider myself a bridge of resources. I would love to be here to help pass along resources and tools and ideas and things that will help you along your path. You know, I'm talking about celebrating your purpose, and actually pursuing that purpose in a world that loves conformity,
There's also the side of me that I've done martial arts most of my life and currently teach jiu-jitsu, specifically to a badass group of women who I love dearly. I taught Krav Maga and self-defense for many years as well. And I'll be talking about, you know, just cultivating healthy relationships. As somebody who spent a lot of time in very unhealthy relationships, I witnessed for myself that the cycle can break. So we'll be here to testify about that as well. And I'll be interviewing a lot of people, like I said, with their own stories that hopefully offer you something unique, offer you something, a different perspective. And when we shift our perspective like that, it's really miraculous what can happen. So I was just going to share a little story about snails. Snails, you say? Like, why? So I will definitely talk a lot about nature. Let's just start. I look to nature for everything. I found spirit in nature, and we are nature. We're part of it. We are absolutely part of it. We're just very cut off from it in our culture. I don't spend as much time in nature as I would like to, even right now, but I made it my mission to move somewhere into Colorado from Pennsylvania to be able to stare at mountains so that I could stay connected, at least visually in that sense. So oftentimes I will, if I'm mulling over something and I'm looking for some guidance or answers or insight about maybe what's going on in my life or what direction I should go or how should I approach things, I will ask nature. I will ask for signs. I will ask for some insight. And I have a strong love for hawks. And I mean, honestly, I love it all, you know. So you'll hear me talk about, I'll be like, I love this and I love that. And I do. I love them all. But I had a fun of an interesting one last year. So as somebody who is a self-proclaimed type A personality who just like wants to get it right, wants to do it right, wants to do a good job and do the things all, you know, and as efficiently as possible and all of that, right? Very much product of my generation in that sense. And don't really know. And my mom is one of my main sheroes. And she definitely, though, does not slow down. I mean, even she's retired from being a doctor and being a surgeon and just being a total badass. And she still, you know, is just like always doing something. And I definitely have carried that legacy forward. But which I love, and that's fine. But I really have, you know, having had Lyme disease for so long, put pause buttons in my life just constantly in so many different ways. And so it's very hard to slow down when I do get energy, momentum, inspiration, all of those things. I want to like go as hard as I can to get it done. And so last year I was officially really committing to a path that I've been on for a very long time, which is the music. I'm a full-time musician. I've been a musician for all of my life, but I didn't really honor it to myself, if that makes sense. Like it was always, you know, I had my own company, which is it was a jewelry company, and I made all the jewelry and everything. And that was kind of it was meant to be my side hustle that took care so I could do music. But I kept really just prioritizing the company because it was paying the bills and the music wasn't yet. And I started, and my company died last year, really died. So it was slowly dying and then it like died. And, I obviously was devastated. It was very, very, very stressful, very upsetting, very traumatic and all of those things. And we'll talk about it for another time, but I knew because of all of the work that I was doing, all of the inner work, all of the shadow work, all of the spiritual work that I will definitely talk about a lot here. I knew because of that, that I really needed, this was like, it was kind of like do or die, like go, you need to commit, like real commit to music, like no bullshit, let's go. So I started that process, which I will talk about as well, because I think that it all goes together with this snail. So, you know, normally I'm thinking, okay, I've committed. It's like this lion energy, right? Like of creativity and solar plexus energy and just like Leo is my rising and moon and all of that. And just let's get it. And instead I had the most, it was asking of me this time period to slow down, to take my time. which to me sounded awful, which to me sounded like just too much. As I said, I've had Lyme disease for a long time, and I was in a very unhealthy relationship for a long time where there was no movement in my life, and I felt very Groundhog's Day, which I've talked about before. And I was like, take my time. Like, I gotta move. I gotta make this happen. I gotta go. And my fiance and I were at a store, and I saw this little neon sign, a little snail. And at the time I was really tending to my studio space, which I have to find some way to like show you as it develops, since we're facing the opposite direction right now. But I was really developing the studio space, and I really wanted to cultivate things that made me happy, made me feel my like inner child, right? You know, that's the space that I really like to cultivate for when I'm doing music. I want to feel playful and really open-hearted, open-minded, and creative. And this snail just really spoke to me, and it was a little neon sign. You'll see it in some of my videos when I do like live cover songs and stuff. It's in the background, and I just thought it was so cute. I was like, it was, you know, $5. I had absolutely no funds at this time to be buying neon snail signs, but I felt that this messenger was very important and really, really, really carried me through the past year, which was a slow burn and still is a slow burn. You know, it's having the message of the snail, essentially, having this message of take your time, you will get there. You have a little shell. You're safe. I'm a Cancer, right? I'm a Cancer sun. So that also, for anyone who follows astrology, resonated with me. And so, you know, there's the feeling of protection and the feeling of steady progress. It may feel way slower. But the thing that I really got out of remembering that message and remembering that message was to take my time and not rush. Be more present with the details, allow myself to cultivate actual relationships and in the industry that I'm in, and not to just try to like get to the point, get to the finish line of like, okay, what do you need done? I will make this music, or I will sing on this thing, or do you want to use this, or do you want to use that? Like, that's just an energy that was not helpful in what I was doing. And in, especially in an industry where people are like vying for, you know, attention in that sense so much, that's just like not a cool energy. And I loved the energy of the snail instead. It was like, I'm here, I'm going to make this music no matter what. I'll be cool to work with. I will make sure things are, you know, detail oriented and on time and be just generally pleasant and not in a rush. And it was such a beautiful lesson. And it's one that I carry forward with me because, like I said, those are not skills that I had previous to that. I will rush when given the opportunity to rush because of the feeling of not having enough time. So it was like, you have the time, just allow yourself to be present with yourself, present with your creations, present with the people that you're working with. And it really just showed me that power of slow and steady. And there's a, there's a saying in martial arts called slow is smooth is fast. One that I totally was like, roll my eyes at me because I typically would just go quickly with martial arts. I would do the move fast, you know, and I would do it technically sound for the most part, but probably could do it better if I slowed down. And which is what I do now. I definitely take things a lot more slowly in my approach now, just to really make sure I'm being mindful of the little moments, those little moments that connect the larger moments, right? And really actually creates a stronger foundation than if we just go too quickly. Just for the sake of making sure that we've accomplished whatever it is we're accomplishing, even if we can do it quickly. Sometimes it's just better to just be a little bit more snail-like, you know, not rush that process. I have a bunch of friends who are fighters, jiu-jitsu competitors, MMA fighters, and I have immense respect for them and their competitive journeys because whether they realize it or not, oftentimes, you know, to have that kind of career career, basically. To have that kind of career is, although you're doing something very intense and you're often moving extremely quickly, there is a snail's kind of approach to being mindful. Each fight camp has a ton of work in there that you have to be present with. You can't rush it. Your nutrition, the different competitions, whether it's like different belts that you're achieving in different fights and different tournaments and all of that. It's this approach that it takes the glorification out of just the end product, right? The bag secured, title won, whatever the achievement is. It takes the achievement part and says it'll be there, but it's just part of a bigger picture. It's part of the whole process. And again, this was not a process that I felt super happy about in the past, you know, from the past year or so, because it was scary. We didn't have income. We didn't have prospects, you know, so I had to really commit to trusting that if I approached it more like with a snail energy, then things would align in a more easeful way. And they have. It didn't necessarily make it less scary or less stressful, but that those things I can address in some other episode. But it was very important. It was a very, very impactful life lesson. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that I like to pass along, because sometimes it's just that perspective of maybe you're hearing this and maybe you kept seeing snails yesterday and now you're hearing this and you're like, you know what, maybe I need to just take this a little bit slower. Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. I will get there. I need to just be present with each moment a little bit more, be a little bit more detail oriented, and trust this process. Trust what is coming from you. Trust that the thing that you are pursuing wants to be pursued by you. That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here. And if you like, subscribe, comment, please share this with anyone you think that maybe would resonate with it. We'll be talking to other multifaceted, multi-passionate, multi-curious people soon. And I just really thank you for being here. And I hope that you're getting something out of this. Till next time.